Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry.
That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing you back. Thanks for hanging out with me. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Ken Grumbach is our guest. Kenneth W. Grumbach, G-R-O-N-B-A-C-H, is the author of The Age Curve. He's one of the top demographers in the galaxy. We're glad to have known him when he was just a pup, way back when he was cutting his demographic teeth back in 1998. He's been an abiding supporter of ours, all the things that we do ever since. And Ken, we appreciate it very much. KGCDirect.com, right?
Correct.
So check that out, folks. That's how you find Ken. And that's how they can find out how to talk to you about getting you to come and talk about demographics to their audience and training and all that kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely. Please hire me. I need to. I still have one girl in college.
That's right.
One of my daughters just graduated college.
Congratulations. Is she off payroll?
Well, you know, she actually has a job offer already, which is very cool. And
congratulations.
She will. Yeah, whoever hires her will do very well. Because
tell them to go to work. You're going to need them to put you up. You know, I tell my kids, work harder so I can move in with you when I get old.
Yeah, you got to take care of me.
That's right. So we're talking about global demographics, and how does offshore demographics impact Main Street small businesses? Not U.S. demographics, but offshore.
Big time. Well, probably the most prominent one, of course, is China. Because China's ability to produce cheap goods is falling away, and it's falling away rapidly. By 2016, their labor force will start to shrink for the first time.
Wow.
And China has built its entire economy on cheap labor. Give you an example. You know, I do my own work in my cars, and I bought a floor jack, steel floor jack, for $40. Mm-hmm. And it will lift a car weighing 3 tons. And I'm thinking to myself, $40, this is from China. They had to get it here. Somebody had to make a profit. I bought it at Walmart.
Right.
What did the person get? How much money did the person get that has put this together? And the answer is probably nothing. And how long will China be able to do that? They're not going to be able to do it very long.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's going to do for us, it will cause inflation here in the United States because we have been addicted.
For 30 years minimum, we've been addicted, and it's improved our quality of life, but we've been lulled into this sense of things, you know, a very, very nice shirt on sale only costs $39, when it really should cost $139.
Exactly. And there's no one else that's going to pick up the slack. It's not going to...
Well, there's nowhere else to go, is there? I mean, there are no Martians. We can't go to Mars and find these people. There's nowhere else. Even Vietnam and Indonesia, places like that. By the time what you're talking about happens in China, they're going to be in the same situation.
They're exactly in the same situation. India is in deep trouble. So what's going to happen is you will see onshoring. You know the expression. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do manufacturing.
It's happening. Here. It's already happening, Ken. I'm seeing it already.
Yeah. Oh. Big time. Me too.
I know people who couldn't have started their business, their manufacturing business, had they not offshored to begin with, and now they're bringing it back because it's no more expensive to bring it back, and they're getting better stuff.
That's right.
These are small businesses too. I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh well, the one of the big benefits of the changes that are taking place is there will be lots and lots of small business opportunities, especially with this new customer, especially in the age of the new customer, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, because everything is, and people that tune into how to get this done are going to print money. How to go with the change? How to change their small business?
But if you're trying to approach the situation you're talking about with practices that you learned in the 20th century, you're not even going to get out of the blocks.
No.
That's the difference, though, right? Go ahead.
Well, that is exactly the difference. So what I encourage, and I speak to lots and lots of small business organizations, distributors, manufacturers, organizations, mm-hmm. You need to change. You know, if you think the cell phone or the iPhone is you know, technology has reached its peak, no.
Mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future.
Amen.
Yeah. Hey, KGCDirect.com, right, Ken?
Yeah, that is correct.
KGC Direct. The book is called The Age Curve. The new book is coming out later this year. We're going to treat you to that as we move that way. Hey, Ken, good job today. Come back soon.
Take care, my friend.
Ken Grombach, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ken joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.